When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all, we got a wild one for you. I made a mistake and took 30 milligrams of Adderall, and it reflects in this episode.
Yep.
I took it yesterday, and I think I'm still on it.
Still flying high, baby.
And I apologize for that. So that is a bit of a trigger warning.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talk about harming snakes.
And also, trigger warning, we do talk about harming snakes.
Go ahead.
We talk a lot of poo-poo pee-pee.
Okay. We do, actually.
We do talk poo-poo pee-pee.
We do, actually. And then we also get very serious. And we encourage you, and we're proud of you, to reach out for help if you need it. But yeah, if, again, just a reminder, we're going to talk a little bit on the podcast. Get your tickets to New York Comedy Festival. Kat Cunning is going to blow your mind. We're so stoked. She's going to be talking. She's there. Get your tickets to New York Comedy Festival because we have a special guest, Kat Cunning. It's going to sell out. They're a joy, super charming, and they're going to be playing some music.
So excited.
I'm pumped. Anyways, Gay Wads, listen to it loud in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Love y'all.
Love you. You're gay.
You're gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay?
Hello, y'all.
So we were just catching up here. Allie looks great.
Thank you.
Allie's got a big day today. I don't know if you want to share with the listeners. I think you might already have.
I think I have. I'm going upstate New York to do a queer residency for 5 days. It's for writing, and it's on this beautiful farm, and I'm gonna get to kiss a goat, which I'm really pumped. I'm pumped.
You're plumped for.
It's someday I'm gonna kiss a woman again, but right now I am pumped to kiss a goat.
Well, you know that what they say, you gotta kiss a few goats before you meet your princess.
That's right.
Charming. You know what I thought? Know what I thought of the other day? I thought it was so funny that I had to write it down in an email to myself.
Let's hear it.
I said,
they're really tickled by themselves right now, listeners.
I said, call me the Charmin Bear because I got a fat ass that needs to be wiped. I forgot how I delivered it in my head. It wasn't like that, but I was like, this is gold.
I mean, that definitely sounds like you have some dingleberries in there.
No, call me the Charmin Bear because I got a fat ass and it needs to be wiped. That's it.
Okay, it still sounds like you have shit in your ass.
I was on one when I thought of that.
I can tell.
This is going to be so good. And then I read it this morning. I was like, what the actual fuck? Well, I accidentally took 30 milligrams of Adderall last night.
Last night?
Yesterday, throughout the course of the day.
Okay, how does that happen accidentally?
Well, here's the deal. Listeners, I rarely take it. I do take it when I have a lot of writing to do. And I, you know, it helps. in a way where I'm focused. So, and also, okay, I'm not prescribed it. You think I'm proud of this moment in my life?
You know what?
I don't need your judgment. I take an Adderall once in a blue moon. And yesterday I took all the Adderalls for all the blue moons coming up. Well, I forgot I had a spare half.
Mm.
I forgot I had taken a spare half before my writing partners came over. And then a couple hours into it, they're like, does anyone want an Adderall? Now, I made the mistake of taking 20 milligrams once, and everybody looked at me in horror. They're like, you shouldn't do that. I was like, well, it's only 10 milligrams. And they were like, that's 20 milligrams. And I was like, you got to tell me these things. So I was already jacked up on 20. So then I took half of that, and we worked for about 8 or 9 hours yesterday. And she was like, do you want the other half? And I was like, yeah, I can handle it. I could not handle it. I cannot handle it. And I had a show.
Oh.
And mouth was very dry. I think I still might be on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How were you able to go to sleep?
I didn't.
You haven't slept at all yet?
I slept for maybe 4 hours.
Okay.
And I took my alarm went off. I was already awake. And I said, I better fucking take a very cold shower.
So today might be a rough one, bud.
Oh, today's going to be a rough one. I think the tears that are going to come out are going to be unbelievable. Y'all, I also didn't know. I had a show last night and wow. I did not like it at all. I couldn't focus. I was like saying internal thoughts out loud. My body felt invincible. I will say that my body felt invincible. And I was like, this is a scary feeling. I cannot do this anymore because I do not want to get addicted. I was like, ooh, I'm going to a slippery slope here. And in the middle of my set, my mouth got real dry. I didn't know your mouth gets dry.
Yeah.
Like I can taste it in my mouth still.
My mouth gets dry sometimes with my different meds, and I use this thing called biotin. And
I have biotin.
It's great.
Oh my God.
Biotin. Really? Biotin, y'all.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I haven't slept. Oh, the tears coming out. Oh, both. Ooh, wow. I need to take a breath. I also didn't know that it causes such bowl fillers. I'm going to the.
Oh, poopy poopies. Yeah, bowl fillers.
I can say bowl fillers with confidence, but I can't say poop.
Bowl fillers. Poopy poopy. Bowl fillers. Sounds like that's up to the rim, my dog.
Dude, I'm like fleshing it out. I like that poop is the worst thing we've said on this podcast. Literally, we're like talking about like pussies in 1942.
I was just thinking, because I had one of these recently, when the turd.
No, okay. See, I've started something. You know what? The gate's open and the goats are out. So
when the turd is one long turd, it doesn't break apart at all. And it goes down the hole. And it's just like, I have no idea how long it really is. And I wonder about it.
We are disgusting. But I do that too.
I think everybody does. It's very relatable.
You know, and nobody wants to say it, but we say it.
On this podcast,
we
are curious at how long the turd goes. Okay.
You're thinking it. We're saying it. Okay. You put that on us.
You know you were thinking it.
You know you were thinking about. We're the ones, we're the truth sayers, like a right wing comic. Come at me, cancel culture. Yeah, I want to know how long that log is.
I do.
But that's a good sign of gut health, no?
Oh, yeah. I don't know that, but it is great. I'm healthy.
I think it is. Oh, that's so great.
Mm-hmm. I shoot out a couple of those a week.
Just when I can get around to it, yeah. I shoot out a couple of weeks. We have an editor that listens to this. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Neil. Neil's probably like shaking his head, like very
He's
relatable.
Like, me too. Me too.
Me too. Definitely.
Me too. I got one brewing. Got one in the chamber. I just realized that means like bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I can't stop watching.
What?
It was at MGM. Who knew that MGM was coming out with a subscription service, MGM Classics, with the lion?
Oh, I hear you.
There's a new Western called Billy the Kid. And I watched it all. And
like a new one?
Yeah, it's about Billy the Kid. And I watched it all. It is the gayest show. It feels like the dykiest, gayest show I've ever watched. And it's about a heterosexual guy. And of course, he's supposed to be the villain, but you're supposed to feel sad for him. And I'm like, of course, a man. Anyways, but there's like such gay moments in it. I think that maybe the butches will understand when you watch this show. At least for me, I was like, oh, this is what I imagined my life would be when I was like a younger girl fantasizing about being a boy.
Yeah.
And being in a man's body. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a guilty pleasure, and I might have to get the MGM subscription service just to watch season two.
Okay.
It's not good, but...
How much is the subscription? Let's see if this is worth it.
It's not. this dialogue, this transaction that we just had about Billy the Kid, not worth it.
Who is Billy the Kid?
So he was a part of these...
Whatever's about to get into this show.
Well, you know, there was that Kevin Costner movie about all the cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like Jesse James or like Jesse Dean, not to be confused with Jimmy Dean. Like in the 1800s, there were all these like rustlers, cattle rustlers, train robbers. Oh. And Billy the Kid was supposed to have the fastest draw in the West. He was he was known for his shooting abilities. Okay. And he apparently was orphaned at age like 10 or 11. Because I went down a Wikipedia page, obviously.
It happens.
His family immigrated from Ireland. They lived in New York City. Then they went to Kansas on like one of those like, hey, this is a new settlement. And turns out it was bad. So then they went somewhere else like New Mexico. And then all this drama happens. He's an orphan.
Where'd they leave him at?
I forget. He was like orphan, like his parents died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and he was like,
I thought they were like, here's a gun. We won, Billy. We must get going now.
Boy, we got to get back to me fiddle. Me fiddle and me harp is calling Billy.
If I have to choose between my wee Billy and my fiddle, I choose my fiddle. My fiddle.
Now, Billy, there's times a time when every young Ireland man needs to get a gun and go out on his own. I'm really good at accents.
Yeah, I know.
So basically, he kills a few people. And the show sets it up like he killed the first guy in self-defense. Mm-hmm. He did rob a few things.
Okay.
But he did that to survive. And he was also mixed up with a bad crew. And he was 10. But in the show, he looks like he's 21 when he makes these decisions. And then I looked it up and he died when he was 21. So, but basically then he turns like, then he's like killing people and he's kind of doing bad things. But in the television show, they're like justifying it. And I'm like, I feel like I'm being gaslit a little. Okay. Or this might be some revisionist history about Billy the Kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Riveting.
I don't really know who Jesse James is, but I love that song by Cher. Just like Jesse James.
I hope I'm not getting Jesse James confused with the porn star. I don't think I am.
I don't think Cher was talking about the porn star.
I'm going to look this up right now.
Now there's Ron Jeremy.
Yes, Jesse Woodson James was an American outlaw, bank robber and train robber, guerrilla and leader of the James Younger gang, raised in the Little Dixie, air quotes, area of Western Missouri. James and his family maintained strong Southern sympathies. So basically, he was a Confederate soldier.
Oh, no.
Damn, they all are.
Okay.
Most of Texas is built on Confederate soldiers that ran. But, you know, what can you do? Pieces of shit. I guess they're going to name a whole city. Texas loves to name. They love to name streets after these guys.
Oh, I know.
They can't get enough. They get like hard for it.
My senior year of high school, it was so important to me that I got all A's.
You got all A's? I never got all A's.
But like, I mean, I had a lot of services to help me, and I would also have panic attacks in class. So maybe they were a little scared. But one time we had a show choir performance, but my history class, I had a big presentation that day, and the guy that normally dressed up like the Northern Knight in the full knight armor was about 6 foot tall, and he wasn't there that day.
Who's the Northern Knight?
It was Northern High School, and then we were the Knights.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy that normally did that.
Wait, was he a full grown man?
He was a teenager, but he was like really tall.
Okay. I just thought, like, when you said the guy who usually does that, I kind of pictured maybe like just some local guy that would just like drop out of school.
No. Okay. His name was Derek Stutz.
Derek
Stutz would dress up like the Northern Knight. And anytime that in choir or chorus, anytime like we had to put on a snowman costume, anytime there needed to be like somebody dress up, if they'd Derek. Be like, Derek would do it because he's tall. But if Derek weren't there, then everybody would be like, well, Allie would do it. Because I'll definitely get up there and shake it and dance like a fool.
And you know, so, that's what I like to do too.
Shake it and dance like a fool. Yeah.
I was a mascot.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. So I feel you. That's why we get along so well.
But I was in the knight costume, and whereas on stage, and I was trying to do the dance that went with the song, but I couldn't see anything because this is made for a 6 foot tall man, and I couldn't see through any of the armor, and I fell off the stage and I broke my ankle.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to laugh.
And it was like in front of all these eighth graders that were going to be incoming freshmen, and they were like, oh, that bitch went down. Like, they're all doing that kind of stuff. And I like hobbled to the back. And then I was like, nobody understands. I have a history presentation. And so my theater friend rolled me in a rolly chair, and I'm sitting in class and I'm like crying because I don't realize I have a broken ankle. And I'm like, it's okay if I stay in my chair for my presentation. She was like, I think you need to go to the hospital. And I did. And I broke my ankle.
Just because I'm 6 foot man.
Then I didn't get to audition for West Side Story.
Well, people who live in the West Side also have broken ankles.
Right?
That's what all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say right now.
Yeah.
So other people are thinking it, but we say it. No holds bar podcast. You're thinking it. We're saying it.
Did you ever fall over dressed as the bee?
Yeah.
How would you get up?
I mean, I had four hands, so I just kind of popped myself back up. I really took it seriously. I loved it. I thought I could be a professional mascot. Like in Chicago, I was always trying to figure out how to be the Chicago Bull.
And they do like backflips and shit.
Yeah. I was like, no, I can dance. I think I would love to be Gritty. I would love to be that weird monster in Philadelphia. That bitch does not do flips. You just know it. I can't ice skate though. But I could only see out of one big eye at a time. And everybody called me gay. Everybody thought I was gay. I was. And they were right. And I remember one time, like during a pep rally or like a basketball game, something was happening and I was on the sidelines, kind of crouched down. And I didn't realize the cheerleader was on one side of the eye. Oh. And I was looking out the other. And I fucking heard Travis and, oh my God, Eric, Travis, James, some other pieces of shit being like, Travis. Ooh, I just remember that name.
Oof.
Travis, if you're listening, you did it. I said it. No holds bar. I wish we had like a little no holds,
holds bar.
Okay, wow. I'm on the remaining 10. And
of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I heard them being like, dog, look, she's gay. She like can't stop looking at cheerleaders' asses. And I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then I just moved my head to the other side and I was like, oh, okay. So then I stood up.
Oh, okay.
Because they couldn't know that I hurt.
Yeah.
But I didn't hurt my feelings because I was like, oh, why does everybody think I'm gay? Crying in a bumblebee suit.
I'm not gay. Your memoir, crying in a bumblebee suit.
I'm not gay. I would also like have all of my chains on.
Good.
Because
good,
I was goth under that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had to, like, this is really fucked up. And the cheer sponsor at the time was a real piece of shit. And we were pretty poor. I would say we're not poor. We were pretty working class. And I do remember, like, all I wanted to do was mascot. And she made this comment at this, like, parent teacher or this cheerleader squad parent thing. And, you know, I also, like, didn't look like a cheerleader. I didn't look, like, normal. I was wearing JNCOs. I had a kitty shirt. I had hair that looked like Rogue. I wore, you know, I was a little awkward goth kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, it made a lot of the parents in the community uncomfortable. They, you know, like, fucking weirdo, what is this? And this woman kind of looked at my mom and was like, well, you know, like cheer can be expensive. So if you can't afford it, you shouldn't do it.
It's what? So
discouraging because two
a cunt.
Yeah, pardon me. Yeah, what a cunt. I was gonna say cunt, but then I felt bad, and I was like, "We say
no
cunt."
Cunt. That was a cunt.
That was a cunt move. She and there were other like, you know, kids who wanted to be cheerleader that weren't, you know, as popular, just as talented, like agility wise,
mm-hmm.
who also didn't come from a lot of money. And I remember like we had to go to like cheer camp, and then I had to wear on Fridays, I had to wear what the cheerleaders wore.
Oh, Lord.
I wish I still had my like little cheer jacket. That would be fun to wear around. But like, so, you know, those Sophie like shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the skirts. It would be like, we did have this, like, I guess they sell them at Target now, but it looks like a little sports bra that goes down to your belly button.
Yeah. Okay. Like
tank top yeah. Sucks to your body, almost like a bodycon top. I would have to wear that with some Sophie shorts around.
Mm.
And honestly, like, you know, I did not look right in that stuff. It was awkward as hell. And then I would just go slap on some basketball shorts and like jump around in a bee costume. Sometimes I would forget to put the bee costumes up, and one time it rained. And I forgot it outside, and I pretended that I didn't. And I like kind of fucked it up. It stunk. It definitely mildewed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was rough to be in that thing for a minute.
Mm.
But yeah, I just remember that. And I remember my mom told me later, she was like, once that lady said that to me, I said, fuck you. We're going to do this no matter what.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mary Lou. I love that.
Yeah. So I just, interesting memory to have. But yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, my mama more than once threw a drunken fit at a pageant because she said it was rigged.
They are, right? Or no?
A lot, there are a decent amount that are. But mom was just so pissed because we overheard. So this girl had won a different state and then had moved to North Carolina. So was now doing North Carolina. And her family had like a lot of money. I mean, my family had a decent amount, but they really had a lot of money. And
I was like, wait, y'all had lion and tiger money.
Yeah, no, these people, it's like different. It's like fancy money. Like,
it changes things.
It's yeah, like old money. Yeah. Old, yeah.
Old money.
Old money. And my mom and my cousin overheard her mom talking in the bathroom when they were in the stall, and she was saying, okay, well, like, you know, we are gonna win talent. I mean, it'd just be too obvious if they don't give her sportswear, and like that, like they needed to give me a certain amount of categories one.
What?
Or, afterwards, my mom was like, if you don't win this, it's completely fucked. And I mean, which
feels like a movie.
I killed it. And mom got real drunk at the bar afterwards and then was screaming throughout the Marriott hallways in the lobby, this fucking shit is rigged. And we got kicked out.
Did you? You did not win.
I did not. I got first runner up.
And did that girl win?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that shit is rigged.
So rigged.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's how life is. Sometimes. It's rigged. Sometimes it's rigged.
Sometimes it's rigged.
Sometimes it's rigged, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm on my period, which sucks. A big one. It does suck a big one.
For 13-year-old boys. Man, it sucks a big one. Bowl fillers. Pipe fillers.
Yeah, I just want to have a lot of energy to do everything. And, you know, a lot of times
it drains it. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So how long is the retreat?
It's so I go today, I go there this afternoon, and then I'll be there until Saturday afternoon.
Wow. And then how long is the drive?
I thought it was like 2.5, but it looks like it's 3.5 hours.
Ooh, wow.
That's okay.
That's you've been driving all over the place anyways. Yeah.
Not a big deal.
So what are you going to do on this retreat? Do they teach you new writing techniques?
No, it's just you just have the quiet and a beautiful setting. Like there's an old like farmhouse or like you look out over this meadow and there's desk in there to sit and write. I think some rooms have desk. There's places outside for you to sit and write. It's just like a really beautiful place to be. And then like breakfast and lunch, like they provide all that. And like, that's like serve yourself. And then at night they make dinner for everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you know the other individuals attending?
I don't know anybody.
Wow. You're going to make some new friends and you're going to get to kiss a goat.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when you say kiss a goat, I do have to ask, is this something that's advertised? This goat likes cuddles and kisses? Or is this, you saw a goat and you were like, I'll tongue kiss it. You're going to kiss
second,
that goat.
The second one.
You saw a goat and you're like, probably going to get that goat. I'm probably going to kiss that goat like it's a dog.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to kiss a goat right in the mouth. I would love it.
They got those teeth, though. You're into it.
I'm willing to take the risk.
This is a weird podcast. I'm not gonna.
I like how
the
goats stick their little tongues out, like,
yeah,
kind of like Magooter.
No, Allie, stop. Allie, absolutely not. We are gonna stop.
The goats are so cute though, and they have chickens. And I don't know what other fun things are going to be there. But I said, when they said, we just want to make sure you're okay with animals. You know, there are a lot of farm animals. And I said, I want to kiss all of them except for snakes.
They have snakes there? That's not a farm animal.
And that's what I wrote on my official paperwork.
If y'all have snakes there, just so you know, it's not a farm animal.
It's not. And I'm not kissing it.
I don't understand. If you're a listener and you're a snake person, can you let us know what the deal is here?
Mm-hmm.
Does that snake provide comfort or is it just something cool to look at? Like, do you like fear? Are you a fear junkie? Do you like being startled?
Are you delusional and you think the snake loves you back? Because y'all, it can't.
It can't. They're born to kill. It's humans and snakes. These are the only two things that are born to kill. I hate to say it.
Well,
I don't think we're born to kill, but we are killers. Yeah. I'll say that.
Well, I think there's like, you know, leopards and there's other like
The snakes specifically want to kill everything.
That's true.
Not just for sustenance.
Mm-mm, they just want to kill.
They just want to kill. So that's why when I see a snake, you got to go, bud. It's either you or me. And let me tell you, I got some more truth to tell.
I got goats to kiss. You're gone, snake.
You're gone, snake.
Yeah, but listeners, how many rattlers you see growing up?
I mean, a couple of handfuls. They're all at Griffith Park here.
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen them, but I had a few friends, and then one person posted that there were like two big ass snakes, two Charmins. If you will. And they were mating.
Oh.
In the middle of the pathway. And if you've never seen it, it's quite violent. Because it looks like they're fighting.
Mm.
And she just walked around them. And I'm like, you're an idiot. Turn
oh my
around.
God.
Because there's probably another really aggressive male snake around.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not Crocodile Dundee. I'm not Steve Irwin over here, but I'm not sticking around to find out.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. So listeners, if you have a snake, Or if you, no, I'm not going to say you can't speak for somebody that, that you know that has a close, well, maybe you can. What's the deal?
Yeah. What is the appeal?
Because my cousin had a boa constrictor. I was terrified of it. Ballpoint python or whatever. Not for me. And if you live in Florida, why are you letting them out all the time in Florida?
Bubs had one of those too. Ballpoint python.
Did you just let them loose?
It got loose one time. And we got home from school and May Lossie was lady that cleaned our house. And May Lossie was in Bub's room on a chair. And she had been standing there for hours because she noticed the snake won't in its cage. And eventually we found it. It was underneath Bub's mattress. Staying warm, I suppose.
That is terrifying.
I know.
What the fuck? How did it get out? Killers. Killer instinct.
Killers. I think Bubs forgot to put the rocks on the top of the cage.
That's all he had holding down that cage was a couple rocks.
Mm-hmm. Pretty big ones.
Yeah, pretty big rocks.
Pretty big rocks.
Myself a ballpoint python. And I keep it in a cage with some pretty big rocks. Come check
it out. It wasn't that big. I mean, I suppose it would have gotten big.
So what happened to it? Did he throw it away?
I don't know. I don't remember what happened to it. Because he was real into lizards and snakes in there for a while. And then all of a sudden it switched to like monkeys and leopards.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad Bubs went that route. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
me too.
I think every listener, and just so you know, listeners, I understand that snakes are animals. I would never throw a snake out. Snakes do startle me, and I will probably kill them. And that's just my own personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never like just be like, let me throw you in a trash bag.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll chop your head off.
Chop your head off. Bye-bye. What was I going to tell you? Okay, so like my cramps have been kind of bad. So like I smoke weed some when my cramps are bad. And I have some, but I don't really want to take any to the retreat. Like I kind of want to I want to be weed free.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be really helpful. And then you can be present.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be present with the nature and the environment and with your thoughts. And... do you have like Tiger Balm?
No.
I've been putting like Tiger Balm.
Interesting.
On my cramp area, wherever, you know.
That's closed. That's.
Well, you got to be careful.
Yeah. And don't ever use Tiger Balm and touch your cooter. I've done it before. Ouchie mouchie.
Ouchie mouchie.
You can quote me on that. Touch your cooter with Tiger Balm.
Ouchie mouchie. Ouchie. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, knock on wood, and it might just be a placebo effect. But I mean, they're getting pretty gnarly. I should probably get it checked out, but I hate having anything to do with my vagina. So it's like, I got to go in there and be like, yeah. Just the thought of it. That is what gives me anxiety, you know, and
I understand.
It's like, a weird of like acknowledgement
mm-hmm.
of my genitalia. Not so that's why I always avoid going to a gynecologist.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because it feels invasive and not me. I don't know how to explain
it. It's so not me.
Yeah. Having a uterus is so not me.
I mean, it's kind of not, but it's not you.
It's not me, but here I am. But yeah, I mean, I've been taking like, I bought those four Advils, man. I'm like, this is not good. I do not need to be taking eight of these a day. Eight.
I'd be popping Midol, man.
Oh, does Midol, is that any different? Doesn't that have caffeine in it?
It does.
Ooh. Playing with fire.
It's made with the period in mind.
Is that what it says on the box?
Well, it's made for period cramps. That's what it's made for.
No, I know.
That, Pamperin.
Remember Pamperin? Mm-hmm. Obviously you do because you said that.
Yeah, I remember it.
whenever like we didn't have like pampering money. So uh-huh. whenever like a friend would be like, do you want some Midol? I'd be like, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. You must be rich. We just have like ibuprofen and it runs through my body. But yeah, man, I'm so sorry, dude.
That's all right. I'll survive. What was that? That just made me think of like the first time I ever got my period because I didn't have sex education because I had no sex education.
At all?
At all. Zero. Because when they were doing that class was the time that I was at Learn Disability School and they didn't do those classes at Learn Disability School.
Which
they did them
fucked
at,
up. Which is they, fucked up.
They did them at mainstream school. And like my school didn't like try to work things out so that like I could get some education. So I had no idea what had happened. And I was in the bathroom and it was also right around the time that I'd seen the movie It, the Stephen King movie. And there's that part of It where he comes out of a drain.
Oh my God.
And I hated using this bathroom because it had a drain like that.
Mm-mm.
And you could see it right there at your feet in the stall. And I mean, my friend had to leave me to go get a teacher because I was on the toilet and I was like, oh my God, I've cut my butt. I've cut it really bad. There's something wrong. I've cut my butt. And I'm like, go get Miss Weaver. Go get Miss Weaver. And my friend leaves me. And then I start crying because I realize I'm there with the drain and it could be coming out at any moment.
Oh no.
My butt is cut. Don't know what to do. And then Miss Weaver came in there and just like told me this is going to happen every month for a very long time.
How old were you?
11.
You got it early, my dog.
Yeah. How old were you?
I think 15.
Oh, wow.
I got in high school. No. Eighth grade.
Yeah, I was sixth grade. And my cousin was in seventh or eighth. And she already had like boobies and stuff. And I did not. And she was so mad that I got my period because she was older and she had been wanting hers really bad. And
what is, why, can we talk about this? Why? Because I never wanted a period, but a lot of my friends and a lot of the older girls were like, I can't wait to get my period. Like, what is the anticipation? It's almost like, is it being like, well, now I'm like a full grown adult?
Yeah, I think that's like, kind of really what mature? It is. Yeah, like I'm mature. I'm so mature. I have my period. And yeah. But Miss Weaver came in there and sat down with me and brought some pads, showed me how to put them in my underwear. And then every time I went to the grocery store, my mom didn't address it. Every time I went to the grocery store with my mom, I'd be like, Mom, could I borrow the cart to go get a couple things? And then I'd get some chips and I'd put pads underneath them. And then when we were checking out, I just kind of like,
oh my God, I would do the same thing.
Wouldn't say anything. And then she would like just put the bag on the counter and be like, oh, there's your bag of things. And wouldn't say anything to me about it.
Do you think she was trying to spare you embarrassment because she thought you were embarrassed by it? Because you were hiding?
I was so embarrassed.
Yeah. I don't think that my mom and I ever talked about it. To be honest, like I just started being like, I need pads.
Yeah.
Dudes, I was like, you know, I only recently, like not like 2 weeks ago or two periods ago, but got comfortable using tampons. I was that averse but I would wear pads all the time, even in that fucking mascot suit or playing basketball.
Oof.
That's dangerous. That's a dangerous game because those things can fall off.
Yeah, that might have been before they had wings.
No, they had wings.
They had wings. Okay, they that's good.
That's a
what a great invention,
game.
Those wings.
Teeter-tottering on the edge, man.
Mm.
Teeter-tottering right there.
Oh, yeah. I tried to use one when I was 11. I was visiting my sister and her first husband in Florida. And
say that sentence again.
I was visiting my sister and her first husband in Florida. And
feels like an improv game. I was visiting my sister and her first husband in Florida, and then I go, and I saw an alligator with a top hat. And then you go, yes, and feels like a real yes and game.
Yeah. But so I was visiting her, and it was the most embarrassing thing. I was sleeping on the couch, and like they had a sheet on the couch and stuff, and I woke up and just like blood everywhere, like I had blood through everything, and I was so embarrassed. And then we were supposed to be going to all this, do all this water stuff. But I was like, well, I can't go now because I have a period. My sister's like, you can go. We just have to get a tampon. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is, how to use it. And so my sister went and got like the smallest one she could find. And then like put my leg up on the counter with like a handheld mirror and like showed me like where to put it. And like help me. And then I didn't realize that it got bigger inside of you. And so it was like been like 6 hours. And my sister was like, you have to take it out. Like you could get sick. And I was like, okay. And so I'm in the bathroom. She's like, no, just take the string and pull. And I pulled a little bit and I started crying. And I said, no, it's staying in forever. I'm never taking it out. And my sister was like, you have to take it out, you'll get really sick. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I can't do it. You're gonna have to do it. And my sister had to pull out my first tampon.
Oh my gosh, that's love.
I couldn't do it. And now she thinks I'm a fake gay, you know. Oh, how the times have changed.
Oh, it's that sister.
Yeah, I only have one.
I don't know why I keep thinking you have like 12 sisters. Because you keep calling everybody sis or like uncle, aunt, aunt Bobby.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And
I always get confused. You're right. I'm so sorry. I feel like a bad friend. No, sometimes I thought you had two.
I mean, it would make sense to be confused that she did this very kind thing for me.
Yeah. And like actually helped you.
Yeah.
In more ways, you know, like. Nobody taught me how to do that. And was concerned to be like, no, you have to take it out or you will get sick.
Yeah.
And
but it was also at a time when I like worshiped her because I was like, she's 7 years older than me. And she was like 19 at the time or 20. And like, I was just like obsessed with her and just loved my sister.
Oh, so then the ego.
Yeah, the ego. And then as soon as like I started to see more of her true colors as I grew older and distanced myself from her, like she like will mention things like that, like, well, you used to love me. And it's like,
I taught you how to use a tampon at a water park. You used to love
and it's
me.
Like you've forgotten.
She said that to you? You used to love me?
Yeah. She'll say things like that. You used to adore me. And I'm like, yeah, when I was a small child.
Yeah. When you weren't saying such monstrous things to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. But now as an adult, I got to go, you know.
Actually, it's going to be helpful if you're blocked.
Sorry about all of this. Sorry about all of this. Dude, your mom's having it on Instagram right now. She cannot her comments. She cannot get her comments to post.
Oh, she said she'd been talking to you.
Yeah, I've been trying to help her.
Oh, you're so sweet.
And I don't know how to help her. But I see the comments.
You do?
I see the comments. I tell her I see the comments. Miss Deborah, I see the comments.
So she is making the comments.
But I think she's getting an error. And she's trying to call somebody at Instagram. And I'm like, wouldn't work like that.
Okay, she sent me some kind of text and I was like, what the hell is she talking about?
I thought you were mad at me because you weren't responding to the group text. You were not responding to me. And I was like, okay, then I guess I'll see you in New York.
No, not mad at you at all. I had the worst, like, I thought I had COVID. And I took like COVID tests and stuff on Friday. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to go to this retreat. I'm so sick. And like, I literally just laid in bed and like, slept and I'm finally like feeling a bit more. I still have a little bit of it, but feeling a bit more human today. But I was just like, I just can't deal with
anything.
You know what
I'm going to bring you when I come to New York? Lysospheric vitamin C.
Okay.
And listeners, like, this has always helped me. They come in gel packets and you're supposed to like squeeze the gel into water and mix it. I do not do that. It tastes foul, but okay. I open the packet and an ex taught me this.
Okay.
She's a musician and she tours. And before we would get on a flight, she would be like, take one of these. And I'd be like, what is this? And we would take one before we took off and we would take one when we landed. And like anytime there was a festival, I never got sick. Anytime I start to get sick, the inkling of it, I'll do this where you just squeeze it in your mouth, swallow. Uh-huh. It's going to taste disgusting. And then you chug a glass of water, but it just helps your immune system.
Man, I got an intense gag reflex.
Okay, so then mix it in water. You should mix it in water. But I'll bring you some because it really helps me.
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much.
I haven't been sick in a minute. And I'm not pushing anything. I'm just saying, like, you know, it might be a better holistic remedy for that. Dude, I've been trying to eat healthier, man. Mm. It's hard out here.
Oh, it's hard, man.
I started reading about like, I'm trying to do body recomposition.
Oh, what's that?
I didn't realize I was doing that when I had a trainer, but it's you burn fat and build muscle at the same time.
Mm.
And a lot of this has been understanding protein intake. And I still don't know if I'm doing it right. But basically you have to cut calories, but the calories you do ingest, it's protein, a lot of protein. Like I want to weigh 165 pounds. So I'm supposed to ingest 165 grams of protein a day.
Now, how much is that in chicken breast?
That's a lot of chicken breast, Allie. I'm
like
eating
five.
Let's just say I'm eating about a pound of turkey a day.
Holy moly, Batman.
And I have my protein shakes. I have like half a pound of turkey for lunch. Half a pound of turkey for dinner.
Just do you eat it with anything else?
Well, I'll be seasoning it. I do make the meatballs. That's really helpful.
Yeah, those are helpful.
Boiled eggs, cottage cheese.
I don't like cottage cheese.
Dude, I didn't like it either. I started getting back into it. Now I see it's everywhere. It's not that bad. And some people blend it to make a dip.
Okay.
But for me, I'm like, oh, this is just a simple couple scoops. It's filling. But I have noticed a difference, which is exciting, but it's hard to eat that much protein.
Yeah.
And I hate it, but yeah, I mix like taco seasoning in it or.
Yeah.
You know, mix some things up.
But you're just eating, you're not like eating it in a taco shell.
Nope. Yesterday.
I don't know if I could do that.
I had friends over and, you know, I'm still allowing myself sweets.
Yeah.
Just not as much, you know, or. Just being patient with myself because I will get really anxious if I don't go to the gym and it's like, well, relax. Like it's okay. Go to the gym when you can.
Yeah.
But it's been really helpful. I will say for my mental health right now.
I got to get on some kind of plan.
Dude. I mean, you walk so much.
I do.
You know, and you do yoga.
Not like I used to. And it's like, I would do great if I could afford to take classes, but I can't afford $30 a fucking class.
No. Can you do a YouTube?
Yeah, I can do those. I just really like the hot yoga the best.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all have a YMCA?
Don't know.
You should look into that because there's a couple of YMCAs out here that do it.
Do free classes?
Pretty cheap, $5.
Oh, okay. No, that's in my price range.
No, that's in my price range, buddy. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Listen. So I am really excited. I was going to try to think of a new product that we can talk about. Mm-hmm. But instead, I want to talk about our guest, Kat Cunning.
Yeah.
On our upcoming live show in New York City. I am pumped. I am pumped for this. The music, if y'all haven't listened, I'm sure you already have, is banging.
It's so good.
And it goes, I like from very stripped down, like acoustic music to like, just like kind of pop club bangers.
Yeah. And we're not just doing the recording with them. We're not just like having a chat with them. They're also going to do a musical performance.
Yeah. About 15, 20 minutes. So that's a couple songs, man.
Nice.
We're getting a very special performance. I can't say too much about it on the air.
Yeah.
But you'll see. And that day of, you'll be seeing us post about it. So yeah, I was going to be freaking pumped. There's a few people who have reached out that are traveling in to New York from the show from out of state.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be incredible and I'm really excited. I'm excited to come see you. I'm excited to be in New York. I got to start stitching again. But y'all, like, if you haven't purchased your tickets to see this live show, you should do so now.
Yeah. I think it's going to sell out.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm just pumped. The more I think about it, I'm like, wow, we started this kind of just to have fun.
And boy, do we.
And boy, do we, bowl fillers. And now, I mean, it's nice to reflect. And I think everybody should do this. You should reflect on like how far you've come. Like, we've done a live recording. We sold out a live recording in Los Angeles, had a blast. We got invited to Moon Tower. We got invited to New York Comedy Festival. Like, this year is just going to be exponentially better. And we're so thankful for y'all.
Yeah, we're doing the damn thing, y'all. We're
doing the damn thing. So this is why like reviews matter and count. Spread that word.
Spread the word, y'all.
Spread the gospel. But no, it's going to be such a fun time. They're so easy to like talk to and they're so sweet. So.
And like, they're good with like us being super goofy and stuff.
Yeah.
You looked a little hesitant on that towards me.
Well, I was like, no, they are so very goofy and silly and fun.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Not like I'm a musician, man.
Okay.
Very like cool. I was like, are they? And then I was like, yeah, they've seen me do stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're chill. They're also a nice person.
I love that. I love when people are nice.
Dude, when people are nice, I'm like, I'm done.
Clock me.
Clock me out because I'm clocking in. You're nice.
I'm clocking in for kindness. Okay.
I'm clocking in for kindness. Okay. Ew. You know what that feels like?
What?
That feels like a Hobby Lobby type thing you'd see at work.
On a plank of wood.
Yep. I'm clocking in for kindness here. I clock in for kindness. And it's like a cross and it's got seven different fonts on it somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know those.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, me too.
And listeners, I would just like to remind y'all to be gentle with yourself. I know there's a lot happening in the world. I mean, we literally only have 5 minutes left. I was like, I guess we should have addressed this at the beginning, but it's important to be gentle yourself. It's important to be patient and gentle with others. If you're having a really, if you're struggling, we encourage you to reach out, ask for help, go on a walk. If you're able to get outside, you know, and call a friend or, you know, text someone, or there are like, you know, if you're feeling really blue, please call the suicide hotline. Things can be overwhelming, but it won't always be this way. And we're proud of you for taking the first step.
Be compassionate to others and also be compassionate to yourself. And fill that bowl.
I was going to say fill the bowl. Celebrate the victories. Celebrate those bowl fillers. Celebrate those pipe cloggers.
Brought it right back, baby.
And that's how you know. That's how you know we're professional comedians. We bring it right back. Bring the show back, baby. Call back.
Call back. Bowl
listen, fillers. Bowl filler. Listen,
bowl filler. Gay.
Like, yeah, I do stuff that bowl, baby. What? Just realize what I said and then like the connotation. I don't even know if that's the right word. So yeah, listeners, you know, I think it might be too early to announce, but we are, you know, rolling out our, well, it's never too early to announce. We're rolling out our Y'all Gay Thanksgiving candles as well.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Allie, you're looking at me like, where the fuck is this roller coaster going?
And oh, no, I know where it's going.
I got to tell you, I'm so sorry. I'm really on one.
I personally think it's great, you know, that we have created a Thanksgiving candle because, you know, it's right near deer hunting season. I know there's a lot of dykes that are going to be up in the deer stand. And we, you know, normally you have to rub deer pee all over yourself to, you know, let the deers know you're not going to harm them. And we actually have a new Thanksgiving candle, deer pee. You can just light that in the stand and that's all you need.
And now you might think it would behoove us to be selling deer pee candles at like sporting goods stores year round. But this is what makes it so special is that it's a different strain of deer pee every holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's such a limited supply, you should buy it and stock up on it. And honestly, yeah. Honestly, I'm going to say this and I hate to be this kind of person, but I think people and I have mixed feelings about this, Allie. I don't know how you feel. I do feel like, again, it's an investment. Think about it this way.
Definitely.
Some people are going to be stockpiling the deer pee candle, holding it and selling it on eBay for an inflated price. So if you don't want to have to pay an inflated price for a deer pee candle, then you should pre-order now.
Yeah, hop on this now.
You can hop on this now. Limited.
And there is a limited supply because it's really hard to get a deer to pee into a bottle. But somehow, have a friend, and we can't tell you any more than that. We got a friend.
We have a friend and we have the means.
That's right.
I love that. I was thinking we were going to improvise about like a gravy scented candle, perhaps like a mashed potato scented candle straight to deer piss. It makes the most sense.
Hey, just trying to stay on brand.
I love you, friend.
I love you too, friend.
Listeners, y'all have a good day.
Play Aiken loves ya.
Play Aiken loves ya.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.